Good morning, Christ Center. It's Saturday, September 13th, and we're finishing up our first week of reading through the book of Mark. Today, we're going to be reading from chapter 1, verses 35 to 45. But before we do, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit to join us. This morning, we're going to do Lectio Divina podcast. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to read through this a couple of times. And we're going to ask the question, what's jumping out at you? But also, where am I in the story? Where am I in this particular scene? And we're going to go from there. So I'm with Joshua and Janelle. And Pastor Janelle, why don't you read this the first time?
Mark 1, 35 through 45. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he got up, went out, and made his way to a deserted place, and there he was praying. Simon and his companions searched for him, and when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let's go on to the neighboring villages so that I may preach there too. This is why I have come." He went into all of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Then a man with leprosy came to him and on his knees begged him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean again." Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. "I am willing," he told them, "be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was made clean. Then he sternly warned him and sent him away at once, telling him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer what Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet he went out and began to proclaim it wildly and to spread the news, with the results that Jesus could no longer enter a town openly. But he was out in deserted places, and they came to him from everywhere.
Pastor Joshua, why don't you read through it again?
Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he got up, went out, and made his way to a deserted place. And there he was praying. Simon and his companions searched for him. And when they found him, they said, "Everyone's looking for you." And he said to them, "Let's go on to the neighboring villages so I may preach there too. This is why I've come." He went into all of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. And then a man with leprosy came to him on his knees, begging him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched him. "I am willing," he told him, "be made clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him and he was made clean. And then he sternly warned him and sent him away at once, telling him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer what Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." And yet he went out and began to proclaim it widely and to spread the news, with the result that Jesus could no longer enter a town openly. But he was out in deserted places, and they came to him from everywhere.
We'll start with you, Pastor Joshua, since you have the mic. What's jumping out at you? Or do you see yourself anywhere in this scene?
I don't have leprosy, but it moves me a lot for the man to come to him and say, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." And moved with compassion, Jesus reaches out and touches him in the midst of his uncleanness. "I am willing."
So you relate with that man asking God if he's willing, asking Jesus, "Are you willing to do this?"
Yeah, and then Jesus loving him in the midst of that and then touching him. I mean, he is unclean and Jesus heals him by touching him. And I think, yes, that was a physical ailment, but there was deep shame. I mean, he was in every way untouchable in his community, and Jesus restores him and heals him through touching him.
I wonder how long it had been since that man had been touched. Janelle?
I'm thinking about Jesus telling him to be quiet, and he just couldn't. Like, think about, obviously, he probably had leprosy for quite some time, and he's been shunned and sent away from people, and now he wants to go show everyone. Like, how exciting that would be. Like, I am whole. I can now come back into fellowship. I can come back around people. I'm back amongst you. And how could you not go around telling people that? Like, he healed me. He restored me.
There, he must have been a figure that people were somewhat familiar with. I mean, the story goes everywhere. And I do think that's fascinating. Like, in one sense, he's disobeying. He's like directly disobeying to what Jesus told him. But on the other hand, I can't blame him. When something beautiful's happened to you, you have to talk about it. I mean, I feel this way still, honestly, with my son and with him being able to write and to communicate this heart. You see his heart coming out so much. I remember when it was first happening, I was just on a loop. I was just so excited. And how can you not tell everybody when your life is radically transformed? I also think if I see myself a little bit earlier in the scene, part of me wonders what I have been like, one of the disciples going, no, 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 don't touch him. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Like, this is a big deal. This man is unclean. You're not supposed to touch him for a reason. His uncleanliness can affect you. And I don't know that I would have jumped up and said anything, but I would have wanted to, I think. But then in that moment, to see the cleanliness of Jesus overcome the uncleanliness of the leprosy is one of the most profound things I think that you could possibly have witnessed.
I can identify with the disciples. They love him. They want things to go well. And I love how Jesus, he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Janelle, can you close us in prayer?
Jesus, thank you that you move towards us, God, that you are willing to come in and touch our uncleanness, to touch our hearts, to be close, even when we don't deserve you. God, thank you for loving us where we're at and being so gentle and being moved with compassion. Thank you, Lord, for just the revelation that this scripture brings. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. This is our last episode for the week. We hope to see you tomorrow, Sunday morning.